Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
To go away. But there is a breezy optimism about David Cameron. There may be a few more grey hairs, he's watching his weight, and the spectacles are a more frequent sight, but his face remains preternaturally unlined by his 5 years in office. He says he's been frustrated by the buggeration factor of trying to force policy through the system with its consultations and reviews. But he declines to echo Tony Blair's phrase about scars on my back. That's, he says, a bit 50 shades of grey. Mr. Cameron faces a general election on May the 7th, and the polls are tight. His campaign...
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Advisors insist that undecided voters will break in his favour. But if they're wrong, Labour's leader Ed Miliband will replace him in number 10. In any event, the election could produce a messy hung parliament.